This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Growing up, there's one thing that I heard a lot, and that was the saying, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Now, I heard this saying so often that it almost lost its meaning to me at one point. However, I would think that it's important that we acknowledge the goodness of God, and it's important that we appreciate the goodness of God. God is good, and He is good all of the time. Psalm 145, verses 8 through 11 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power." Note these attributes of God. God is gracious, God is full of compassion, God is slow to anger, and God is great in mercy. So how can we not say that God is good all the time? Come rain or sunshine, the Lord is good. Whether I have all the silver and gold the world has to offer, or I don't know where my next meal will come from, God doesn't change. He is still a good God. If my prayer is answered with a yes, or if the answer is a not yet, God is still good. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion and kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." Your circumstances don't have a factor on whether God is good or not. He is worthy to be praised regardless. Too often we make the mistake of placing God on the same level as people. When it comes to people, we often associate how nice someone is or how good someone is based on what they do for us. However, that's not how God operates. God can answer you with a no because He loves you, and that no will be because He's protecting you. You could be praying for what you think you need, but that request is the very thing that the Lord is protecting you from, because in the long run, that door, that relationship, that car, it will do more harm than good in your life. So we can never place God at the same level as people. We can never place God at the same level as our circumstances. I say all of this to encourage you. All of us as believers must acknowledge God for who He truly is. the Almighty. We must respect His word. We must reverence Him for His glorious work. And we must adore Him for being so powerful, but yet so tender and caring to us.
We all allow worry to creep into our lives knowingly and unknowingly at times. Of course, it's natural to be anxious at times. There's some harsh realities in this world that we should all be prepared for. We should know how to recognize danger and how to deal with it appropriately. But when we let worry and anxiety consume us, it stops being adaptive. It becomes destructive. It becomes enslaving. Instead of focusing on God, we focus on all the things that could possibly go wrong, things that we usually have no control over. But there's someone who is in control, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Understand that. The God who made the...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Heavens and the earth is the same God who is watching over us right now. He is intimately involved in every situation. He is infinitely good and infinitely wise. He sees everything that could possibly happen. He sees our worries, and yet He commands us not to fear. He commands us instead to trust Him. He knows what's best for us, even more than we do. And He knows that in the end, Satan will be defeated. Love will conquer all, and the forces of darkness will be no more. See, no matter what's going on in our lives, God is in control. No matter what's going on in the world, God is in control. And whether you understand it or not, God is in control. Nothing is a surprise to Him. Nothing catches Him off guard. God sees the entire timeline of the earth from beginning to the end. He was there at creation. And He will be there when the earth as we know it is no more. We, on the other hand, are only human. We can only see a tiny fraction of what God has planned for the people He loves. When Jesus died on that cross and when He rose from that grave, He proved that nothing and no one could stop Him from getting to us. And if we are followers of Christ, we don't have to be bound by fear. Because of His amazing love, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are children of God. So what do we do with all this anxiety? How do we deal with all this worry we've been carrying around? The Bible gives us a simple answer. Pray about it. The Bible says to make our requests known to God because He cares for us. He wants us to know that everything will be all right. Even if things don't turn out the way we'd hoped, instead of disparaging every moment of every day, let's be people of prayer. Let's be people of faith.
Faith is having firm trust in God. It's trusting that He is the way out. It's trusting that He is a pillar of strength when you feel weak. Faith is you saying, "I am in God's hands." Despite what comes. Faith is believing that God will honor and execute His word in your hour of need. To have faith is to trust in the Almighty God and believe that He will come through for you in all circumstances. Now, the thing about faith is, faith becomes more defined and refined in difficult circumstances. And don't be fearful and start thinking that you need faith the size of Noah's Ark. In his teaching on faith, Jesus requires us to have faith as small as a mustard seed. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." If you feel like your faith is inadequate, then remember these two things. Your only requirement is to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and to look to Jesus as the beginning and the end of Christian faith.